If you rent a parah from your friend, and then v'shilu liyachar, then the shayma sachar lends it to somebody else, u'meisa kadak, and it dies by the second shayma normally. So it says now Mishnah, according to the Tanakama, yishavar ha-soicha shemeisa kadaka. The first shayma swears to the owner that it died normally, and the first shayma is potter. And now v'yashayil mishalim l'soicher. And now the second shayma has to pay back to the first shayma. Now the yimisa, like it's called Takasha and Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold the way Rabbi Yechanan says that a shayma shemash l'shayma is chayiv, the yimisa says so, lema, why don't you say lema lei, ein ritzeni shevigdein biyad achar? Why don't you say Rabbi Yechanan svara, ein ritzeni shevigdein biyad achar? And Rashi says, really what they said over was Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, Rabbi Yechanan was his Rebbe. So he's asking the kasha now. According to you, Rabbi Yechanan, why does our Mishnah say the first shayma is potter? Why? There's a case of shayma shlomos l'shayma that Rabbi Yechanan says the first shayma is chayiv. Because the owner has the right to say, I gave you no permission to give it away. And you would say the shayma potter and biyad achar. His Gemara says, Omalei, he answered back, no. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? Usually you're right. Usually you would be chayiv. But hocha b'mayaskinon b'shenos n'loi rish habaylim rishus. We're talking about here that the owner gave permission to this first shayma to give it away to somebody else. Lahashil, to lend it to somebody else. So we ask the question, if so, that's the case, yachiv so, levaylim boy lishlumei. If that was the case that the original owner gave permission to this first shayma to give it away to the second one, then it's considered like the first owner is giving it to the second shayma. So then when it died by the second shayma, the owner should receive the money. For the Mari Hochi, if so, levaylim boy lishlumei. You should have to pay it back to the baylim. Because it's considered like the Bailim gave it away to this Shema Shoyal. Rashi says, Shel Shema Shiloi, it's like the owner gave it to him. If the owner gave permission to the first Shema to give it away, it's like the owner gave it away. So Gemara says, no, the case is the Yom Alei Ledaitcha. The first owner said to the Shema Sachi, you can do what you want. In other words, I'm not telling you to give it away to somebody else. Do what you want. If you want to lend it to somebody, you have a right to. If you don't want to, don't. So therefore, it's not considered the owner is lending it, but rather it's considered like the Shema is lending it. But I call upon him, it's not a cash on Rabbi Yechanan. Because when do we say ein ritzoni if the owner doesn't give you such permission? For whenever the owner says, do what you want, then Rabbi Yechanan would admit, when the shayma gives it away to the second one, the first shayma is potter. Mosiv Rami Bachom. Rami Bachom asked a question like this. We have a local later, Hamafkid Moisei Sechaveroi. If somebody gives his own money to his friend to watch for him, and now the friend, the shayma, takes it. Tzararon v'shilun liachurav. He wraps it up and throws it on his back. Or else, Mosron Lepinoyu Bitei Ktanim. The Shayma now gives it over to his own son or to his daughter Ktanim, young ones. And Vinoyu Bifneyim, Shalai Kiro, and the owner, the Shayma now, locks up the door. But not a good locking, in other words, they can go out. Chayiv. Now let's say his own kid goes out and takes it and gets room. So the Shayma is Chayiv. Why? Shalai Shoma Kaderech HaShayimim. Because the first Shayma did not watch it the right way. Like he gave it over to your kids to watch. And you left the door open, so pshita, they're going to go and take it, they'll get lost. So that's why the first shayma is chayiv. But it says here, taima, what's the reason why it's chayiv? Taima, diktanim. Because the kids, well, they were kids, they don't watch it. Hogidolim, mashmim, he gave it over to his older children, that are good shaymim, then potter. The question, according to Rabbi Yechanan, why am I, why? Namely, why don't we say to them, ein mitzvah nishayim within, biyad achar? Why doesn't the owner say to the first shayma, to the owner, I gave you no permission to give it over to your kids, so therefore you should be chayiv. Rabbi said, no, here even Rabbi Yechanan would agree. Because the svar is that called ha-mafkid, al-das ishto yubonafu mafkid. When I give you something to watch, I for sure mean to give you permission that your wife or your kids could touch it, could watch it also. When does Rabbi Yechanan say, ein ritzoni? That means the shayna has the right to give it over to a second party. But to his own family, that's the svar. And the way Tosafot said it is very good. That ein ritzoni is a svar where the owner never gave you permission. But here it's a svara, the owner gave permission to the shomer that his own family should be able to watch it. Therefore, if he gave it over to his young kids, that's not called a shmir at all, that's called a pshia, then you chayiv. But if you would have given it over to your gedolim, to your older kids, and achlami, then you'd be potter. Amri Nadoi Nadoi says like this, they can only bring you proof also, that the high gedolim, the piturim, so Rashi says it means only by your own children, not by other gedolim. I'll bring you proof. Diktoni, it says, Oishemosron lebenoyu biti yaktanim chayiv. Says if the Shema gave it over to his young kids, then he's chayiv. It's mashmo ho lebenoyu biti yakdoilim potter. But if he gave it over to his older children, then he'd be potter. But only because it's his kids, it's his children, then he's potter. Mechlal, it's a proof, though, to Liyacherim. If this shen will give it over to somebody else, then I'll tell you, Loishino Gedolim, Loishino Katanin Chayef. It doesn't make a difference whether they're older kids, whether they're younger kids, it's always Chayef. Because the im came, because if not like this, Litnik Tanin Stoma. Let it just say, if the shen gave it over to young kids, that's why he's Chayef. Any young kids. Then it would have been Mashma when he gives it over to older kids, then it'd be Potter. But it doesn't say that, it only says his own kids. So Shmamin here, it's a good proof that the only reason when you'd be Potter by older kids, if they're your kids. And that's the Svara that the owner is happy, gives permission for the Shema to let his kids watch it. But if he'd give it away to somebody else, in Chanami, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, he'd be Chayef. And Amar Rav says, Hilchasa wat balocha like Rabbi Yochanan, that Shema Shemosa l'Shema Chayef. If one shomer gives it over to a second shomer, the first shomer is chayiv, no matter what happens to it. At least what Taisa says, at least if you could say that it died, or something, even though it happened, but it happened because it was by the second shomer. Now, loy mi boy, not only shomer sacher shemusla shemichinam, digiru yigarlish mrosi, made a little bit less of a shomer out of it, but rather, filu, even in the case that shemichinam shemusla shemusacher shemichinam gave it over to a better shomer, to a shomer sacher chayiv. Still the first shomer is chayiv. My time, what's the reason? This is Rava's reason. What does Rava say? The omalei. Because the owner has a right to say, at mehemtali b'shavua, you, the first shomer, I believe. Like whenever the owner gives it over to a shomer, even let's say it was a shomer chinam, and let's say it was nigmevo or nevdu, that the first shomer is potter, but he's only potter if he swears to the owner. He has to swear to the owner that it died, not because of his negligence, but it died by itself. Or else it was stolen by itself, not because of me. But you have to swear. So the owner has the right to say, who do I believe? I only believe you. I trusted you. I gave you to watch it. I trust your shvua. But hey, the second person that you gave it to, the second shemar, lenhem libi shvua. I do not trust his shvua. So therefore his swearing means nothing to me. That's the reason why the first shemar is chayiv. So the chura, Rav's reason is a different reason than Abaye before. Abaye before said the svar is that the owner has a right to say, "Ein ritzoinish yet b'gdoinu b'yad achar." I gave you no permission to give it over to a second shomer. Rava says, "No, that's not the svar. Stam as though you could give it over to a second one, but the first one has the right to say, I do not trust the second shomer. I do not trust his shvua. So therefore, since the first shomer cannot swear, it's only because of the second shomer, so there's no shvua here. Therefore, the shomer has to pay back to the first owner." So therefore, Tay says in Afkamina, Tay says the second Tay says, for the kach, according to this Svara, Hecha Shashema Rishon Yochel Yishov Aloinus, if the first Shema knows what happened, and he could swear to the owner that by the second Shema died Bioinus, or Yishoy Eidim Bedovarot, let's say the Eidim there, that attack was Nigdava Bioinus, Potter, according to this time of Rava, then the first Shema would be Potter. And even if he gave it over to the Chere Shema to the Kotan and the Mesa Meshusam, if there'll be Eidim, though, you'd be Potter. And so he says that this is not like Abaye, as Rava says this time, and it's not like Abaye, the Yom Mishum Den Ritzoini, because according to Abaye's reasoning, even if there'll be Eidim, or even if the first Shema could swear, still the first Shema would be Chayiv, because you have no right to give it over. And therefore, he says, since it's a Machlokas Abaye's Rava, to Chayin Alokhak Rava, we take a Paskin like Rava, and the Lord Karach the Pasuk Abaye. We Paskin like Rava, that this is the reason why Rav Yochanan says Yipotter, only because the owner could say, I do not trust the second shomer when he swears. So nafkamina is, let's say they raised him, that it was nigdafa from him, or let's say the first shomer knows about it, and he could swear, then the first shomer would be potter. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, itma, we learned like this, posha bo, let's say the shomer was a pasheya. And Rashi says he did not lock the door well, he went away and left the door where the animal was open. He left the door open. The yotzul yagim, and now the animal, you're a shomer on it, and the animal walked out to the swamp, and it died normally there. Let's say you're only a shomer chinam or you're a shomer sacher even. A shomer sacher is potter if it's meisek kedarka like an anonis. So what's the halacha now? At the beginning you were pasheya that you did not lock the door, but at the end when the animal walked out it died b'yainis. This is called chlulchur et chilasa b'pshiya v'saifa b'yainis. What's the halacha? So abaye mishmei d'rabba mechayiv. The shomer is a chayiv since you are pasheya, it's your negligence. Why it worked out, you're chayiv. Rava mishmei the rabba ama potter, no you potter. So it's like this. Abaye mishmei the rabba ama chayiv, and he says so strong that kodaina veloidoyin ki adina, any bezdin that does not paskin like this, Lav dainu, you're not a good din, you're not a good dain, you're not a dain. It's so simple like this. And therefore, Abaye says that loy mi boy, not only leman diyom etchilas bepshir v'seicha b'yonis chayiv, not only according to leman diyom, it says in all cases you chayiv, like we'll see this gemara later on. Afman beis, so Rashi says there the case is chab Yehudi oisiv zuzit dipikodem betzrifi. If I gave you money to watch, and you the shame it took, and you put it into a tzrifi d'yurveni, you put it into a little hut made out of straw. Tevim pshiyus legabi nura. There your pashaya would have been burnt up. Your pashaya, because they shouldn't have put it in a straw house. But in Jerusalem, in Ganzi, but they gave it to a ganav, though it's called watched. Now the ignif, a ganav came and stole it. So in such a case, if you're a shame achinam, the question is, are you chayiv a potter? It's called chilasa b'pshiyah. Then maybe it would have been burnt up, then you would have been a pashaya. But it's for b'yainis. So it's a machlekes over there. So Abaye says, not only according to Maliyam, it says over there, yichayiv b'chayiv, over here that yichayiv, error, but rather, afilu l'mandiyam apotah. Even according to Maliyam, it says over there, by a regular case of chilasa b'pshiyah, the seifa b'yainis, that yipotah, but hocha chayiv. In our case of here, it's much better. Here everybody holds yichayiv. The shema that did not watch it well is chayiv. Why my time? What's the reason? The Armenian, because the owner could say, listen, havlo di agma kotla, that here, the reason why the animal died was because the air around the swamps wasn't good. It wasn't good air. So that air killed it. In other words, even at the end, it's not called the complete oinus. It's called that oinus only came 100% because of your first kriya. Like if you would have locked the door well, the animal would have never went out. And then the animal would have never died. Now that you did not lock the door and the animal walked out, it died in the swamps. That's called Yopshia. And Rashi says, over there you only pshia by fire, but not for stealing it. Here we could say the animal died because of Yopshia. Because if it would have been in the house, it wouldn't have died. But the going out to the Yagam, the fact you did not lock the door, your negligence, that caused it to die. Why? Because the hevel, the bad air that's there in the Yagam, that's what killed it. That's what Abaye says. So for you, according to everybody, the pshi at the end, the oinus at the end came more because of your pshi, therefore you chayim. Now, Rova Mishmei the Rabbam of the opposite potter. That in this case, the shema is potter. Again, where the shema did not lock the door well, he did not watch it, and the animal went out and died by itself in the fields. And Rava says that kol dayin any dayin. So loy doyin ki adina doesn't pass him like this. Lav dainu is not called a dayin. And loy mi broy, not only l'man diyamet chilas of shiva seifa b'yainis potter. Not only according to man diyamet later that says in the normal case. Again, we took the money and you hid it in a hut made out of straw that you potter. El afilu l'man diyamet chayiv. Even the man diyamet over there says that chilas of b'pshia the seifa b'yainis is chayiv over there. That's only over there. But hocha potter. Here in our case, where the animal walked out and died in the field, is here everybody holds to be potter. My time, what's the reason? What's Rabbi's reason? Rabbi says, the Armenian, you have the Hashem has right to say, listen, malach hamovis, mali hocha, mali hosam. What's the difference? This animal died normally. That means the malach hamovis came to take him away. So no matter where the animal would be, the malach hamovis will come and get him. So it doesn't make a bit of difference whether he's outside in the field or whether he would have been locked up in your house. Even if you would have made a shmira malia, locked him up in your house, still he would have died. Like now's the time for him to die. So therefore, it's called the complete honest, and therefore you put him. But even though the man diyamah says kolashim shiva seifa b'yainis is chayiv, that's only over there we say, because you didn't watch it the best way. Like you didn't, like really over there, kesef, you should have put into the ground. That's the best shmira. Now that you stand, put it into a hut made out of straw, so there you're a pashaya gomar for fire. Even if it gets stolen later, still we say, it got stolen because you did not make such a good shmira. You're a little bit at fault. Your tchilasa b'pshiya takes away the end oinus. We can't consider you to be an oinus. That's why you chayiv over there. But over here it's much better. Here your tchilasa b'pshiya, the fact you didn't lock the door, has nothing to do at all with the fact that the animal died later. Since the mice of the animal died normally, normal death, we say it wouldn't make a bit of difference where the animal was. But that's what Rava holds, not like Abaye. Abaye holds just the opposite. No. If it died out in the field, we have a right to say it was the dead air, it was the smell in the field that made him die. Rabbi says no, it has nothing to do with the air. We say the Malach HaMavis killed him. And so, malihocha, malihosam, so the sherm is not at fault at all. Therefore, according to everybody, you would be, potter. Yeah. Rashi says, here we say, malihocha, malihosam. Avalosam, gabizuzi. In shomer kechosam, there, there's a time that you would have watched it well. The kaimla, we hold, ksosam, name them shmir elabakaka. The only way the real shmir on money is put into the ground. Therefore, if you would have put it into the ground, it would have been stolen. So therefore, it's called you're at fault a little bit. But the Alpha God, the Kaimel, but three for the Yuvni, ain't there a Ganovim Levikasham, even though in the hut, Ganovim don't come there. But Voinasu, Miyu Ayideish, Toshama Gadinch Mirasi Yavdu. But still, because she didn't watch it well, that it was stolen. But Shenkin over here, the Shemer, the fact it died, has nothing to do with the Shemira. No matter where the animal would have been, still would have died. That's Rabbi Slur. But Umayda Baya Baya agrees that says Yechayiv over here the Hodra Levei Moro Mesa the Potter, that if the Shema or the animal by itself went back to the owner's house and it died there, that you'd be Potter and Echnami. My time, what's the reason? To your Hodra Lei, because it returned back home. So you don't have the swear to say that Havla the Agma Kotla. No, it went back home, it died back home, so Pshiti the Potter. For Lek Lemen, you can't say Havla the Agma Kotla, because then you can't say it was the Hevel, the bad ear of the Agma that killed it. Because it went back home and it died back home, so then even Abaye would agree the first Shem is Potter. Omoy the Rav of Rav also agrees that Kol Hecha the Ignava Ganev the Yagam. Let's say the Ganev stole the animal in the Yagam. In other words, the first Shema did not watch it well. He left the door open. So the Shema, the animal walked out into the fields. And there in the fields, the Ganev took it away. Omeisa Kedaka Be Ganev. And then the animal dies normally, a normal death, by the Ganav's house, in the Ganav's house. In such a case, Rava would agree to Chayiv, that the first Shemer is Chayiv. Rava says no, when it dies normally, we say, Malach HaMavos, Malach HaMaliyosam. No matter where it would be, it would still die. Here, Rava agrees, no, it's your fault why it died. My timer, the Shafka, Malach HaMavos, the base of the Ganva, heavy kaima. Because it's not true, because the Malach HaMavos is more Shchiach by the Ganav's house. So therefore, it's because the Ganav took it that it died. So you are the one that caused it for the Ganav to take it, therefore you're chayiv. So Rashi says, my timer. Again, your Rashi is like this. My timer, why does Rav agree to say that you're chayiv over here? Because the Shafka, if you would have left it alone, the Shafka Malach HaMavis, if the Malach HaMavis wouldn't have killed the animal, if the Malach HaMavis would have left the animal alive, the base of the Ganav had the kaima. Where would it have been found? By the Ganav's house. Therefore, as soon as the Ganav took it, you destroyed your chayiv, because you're a pasheya. Like, you did not lock the door. If you would have locked the door, the animal would have never went out. It wouldn't have been stolen. It was stolen because of you. So at the time when the Ganav took it, that's the time that you're chayiv. Forget about the fact that it died later. True, Rav always holds Malach HaMavis, Maliyoch and Maliyosan. But according to him here, it's your fault why it was stolen. So therefore, the chayiv comes then. And the Maisi, you can't return him to the owner who dies later. Therefore, you chayiv to pay. Omalei Abaye l'Rava, so Abaye says back to Rava. The Yidduch according to you that you say Yahweh's Potter, the Yarmut Malach HaMavis. Malihocha Malihosom. So here, the Shem is Potter. And so, Hai the Yosef of Rabba Bamamal. Rabbi Yami, that's of Rabba Bamamal. Yes, the Kasha to Rabbami. Yes, the Kasha. That if you hold Shemashla Shemer is always chayiv. So what's Pshat now, Mishnah, that it says that the first Shomer, when he gives over to the second Shomer, the first Shomer is Potter. V'shani lei, how did we answer that? V'shanosn lebayin l'mishus. L'hashil, when the Mishnah is talking about that the first owner gave permission to the Shomer to give it to a second one, that's the only reason why the first Shomer is Potter. Why? What didn't he have parents for? V'lei melei, why doesn't the first Shomer say back? We should answer back. Malach HaMavis, Maliyach HaMaliyosam. So according to you, Rava, you're telling me always, whenever it dies Kedakai, the first Shemer is always Potter. Because we have this Svar, no matter where it would have been, even if it would have been by me, it also would have died. So what did he have to answer? Of course, the owner gave him permission to give it away. A Shemer, Shemashal, a Shemer, if it dies Kedakai, should always be Potter. All right, turn over. And according to Rava, that you say this Svar, you're always Potter, so I don't care if you give it to a second Shemer, you should also be Potter. Omlay said back to him, the Ditchu de Mas Niso, according to you that you learned, the reason of the way Abaye learned, what was the reason of Reb Yechanan, why we say, Shemesh Shemashla Shemesh Chayiv? According to you that you learned, Ein Ritzoni, True. Then we could ask a good question. If that was the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says a shaymash lamash l'shaymer chayim, because ain't returning the owner never gave him permission, then even though it dies by the second shaymer, the first shaymer is chayim, he has no right to give it away. But l'vidi, according to Rabbi's time, the aminu that I say, what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan why he holds shaymash lamash l'shaymer chayim? Because the owner could say, Ant mehemnes li b'shvua, you I trusted with Yeshua, the first shaymer that I gave it to. But the second shomer, I don't trust him with the shvua. According to that svara, then there's no kashra at all. Because then there's a svara of malach hamavis, malihachim, malihachim. Then there's no question altogether in the Mishnah. Because then we can say, Pasha, the seich himself, the first shomer himself swears that it was mesa kadaka, that's why he's putter. And the question was never questioned then. So it was like Tyson's book out. That according to Rav's Tam, if the only reason why shomer shel mashle shomer is chayiv, it's only because the owner says, I don't trust the second shomer. But then there are cases, though, if the first shomer himself could swear, so the owner has to trust him, then it would be putter. So you can't ask the question, why does our Mishnah say that the first shomer is putter? The first shomer is putter, I'll tell you in a case where he knows how to swear that it was Mesa Kadaka. That's why he's putter. Masiv Rami Bacham, Rami asked a question like this. It says a case later on, Hela L'Rosh Yitzukin, if a shomer is watching an animal, the shomer takes the animal up to the top of the mountain. But Noflan, there the animal falls down and dies. Ein Zaynus is not called an Einus Achayiv. And the Shomer is Chayiv, he should have never taken up to a high hill. Mashmur though, Hamesa Kadak, let's say the Shomer, the animal didn't die, didn't fall down there. But just it died normal death there. Then Harezu Einus a Potter. Then Taka the Shomer would be Potter. So the question is, Yamai, why? Why is the Shomer Potter? Leimele, why can't you only say, Avira the Hakotla? But according to you, Abaya, why don't you say that you could say Avira the Hakotla, just like you say Avira the Yagma Kotla? Here also, it's the high ear, the height there that killed him. Hinami Rils, Uptsino the Hakotla. It was since the animal was tired from making his trip up there, that's why it died. Like he got a heart attack there, because of the hard trip up. So Mar says, Mahoka Mayaskinon, Shehelo Lemira Shaman Vatay. We're talking about that the Shomer had a right to bring the Shomer up there. To bring the animal up there. Tav mina reads it's not normal to do it. You are Mishana from Das Balabayas. The Torah says, no, it's a normal thing. There's a good pasture up there, so it's normal to take the animal up there. Yochi is so, Nofla Nami. And so even if it falls down, why Yechayiv? It's like an honest, you should be potter. So Mar says, Shoyla le Tokfa, you should have grabbed hold of it, hold on to it. For le Tokfa, you didn't help it, you didn't hold on to it. That's why if it falls, Yechayiv. Kedimar Yochi is so, and the Rashi, what does the Rashi say? Also, the Rashi took it if the animal goes up the top of the cliff. Top of the mountain, Vinofla, and it falls down. I raise Oinus. You're potter. The question is why? You should have hold on to it. Let's rechate. There we're talking about Shetakvasai. You did hold on to the animal. The Yosin, it went up. Takvasai the yard. Then the animal started to come down. You're also holding on to it. But you could hold it. It was stronger than you. And therefore it went down. So that's the case that you're an Oinus. Then you're potter. Benachnami. The reason why you don't say the Avira, the Hakotloi, is because here we're talking about that there was good pasture on top, so you had a right to take it up. Here it's not cool, it's his fault. Then the Mishnah says,